question. You said in one of your earlier lectures that the fruit of service is the increased desire to serve. But sometimes we have so many services that we feel that we cannot take up any more services. Then does that mean that our service is not being successful? Answer: no, not necessarily. Here we are talking about principles, not about practical details. If we have a lot of services, nobody expects us to develop some mystical powers by which we expand into 8 forms and do 8 things at the same time. We are human beings who are finite in our capacities, and we can do what we can do. So what we are talking about here is the principle of the change of our desires and our attraction and absorption in Krishna's service. That results when we do service to Krishna faithfully and diligently. So when we serve Krishna, we may get various results. If I try to distribute books, number of books get distributed, that is also success at one level. And then I come back and I'm appreciated by devotees, that is also success at one level. Then after that, my spiritual guides are pleased with me, that is also success. However, these successes are, though they're valuable, they are not the essence. The essence is that what is the purpose of serving Krishna? Ultimately, you want to develop love for Krishna, and that love is expressed through service. So if our love for Krishna is increased, then naturally our desire for serving Krishna will also be increased. And that increase in our desire to serve Krishna is the indicator that our service is successful. So if we are serving Krishna sincerely, Sevon Mukhi Jivadu Swayam Eva Spuratya, the Bhakti Samrata Sindhu quotes that Krishna will manifest himself spontaneously. And when he manifests himself spontaneously, at that time we will find that we will get attracted to Krishna, we will be absorbed in serving Krishna. We will not be distracted by other things while we are serving Krishna. So normally, if we are not yet developed our devotion to Krishna, then even while we are serving Krishna, we are thinking of 100 other things. And we are sometimes waiting, when will this service get over so that I can get on and do the other things in life. But we will feel that Krishna and Krishna's service is the essence of my life. It is the ultimate thing in my life. And that is what I want to do. So dharma sunushita pamsam vishvaksena kathasu yena utpadiyatiratim shramayeva hi kevalam. The second chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Siddha Goswami describes that the success of whatever dharma that we do is vishvaksena kathasuyat rati, that our attraction to Krishna and Krishna's message and Krishna's service increases. And if that doesn't happen, then our services are unproductive. Shramayeva hi kevalam. They are almost like waste. So therefore, we have to understand the principle over here. From the practical point of view, we have to do necessary adjustments so that in the time that we have, with the talents that we have, we get a service that is compatible for us. But irrespective of what service we are doing, we feel inspired to serve Krishna. And that is the success of our service.